Joining us today on Shoals Sports Talk, former Florence Falcon, current Texas A&M Aggie, Braden White. And this is a guy who got some significant playing time early on in his career, a linebacker for the Aggies. Braden, glad to have you on the program, buddy. How you doing today?
Yes, sir. Doing good. Thank y'all for having me.
All right, so you are a guy who, you know, as I mentioned, you got to play early on as a freshman on special teams, and you made a, you know, a big contribution for the Aggies. I guess the first question that we've got for you, Braden, is what drew you to Texas A&M? Why choose the Aggies? Why is that where you wanted to play football?
Well, when picking A&M, I kind of knew that I would get a great – it would be a great university where I could get an excellent degree and a great education. But also knew there would be an atmosphere – for college football where I would be able to compete with the best of the best every week in the SEC West. So I kind of got the best of both worlds with that. But the thing that kind of stuck out to me with A&M is probably it's a rich tradition and culture when it comes to the 12th man, the war hymn, the Aggie ring, and so forth. I could go on and on.
Got you. So there's just everything. It just seemed to be the perfect fit for you.
Yes, sir.
All right, so what is your degree? I know, if I'm not mistaken, Chuck told me, and Chuck is my co-host. He's in here. He'll ask you a couple questions in a second. Valedictorian at Florence, so obviously you're a very astute guy. What is your major?
I'm a business management major.
Business management. Why did you choose business management?
It's just kind of been something I've always been intrigued with. Just eventually I'd like to hopefully own my own business, so that's what I went with.
Awesome. We got Braden White joining us on Shoals Sports Talk. Follow him on Twitter to keep up with his career at BWhite5350. Again, at BWhite5350. So a lot of changes have recently happened down there at Texas A&M. Coach Sumlin no longer there. Coach Fisher comes in and takes over the program. What has been the biggest change for you since Coach Fisher's arrival?
Well, we've had a lot of changes when it comes to the coaching staff. We have Coach Dickey. He came in on offense, and he's made a lot of changes there in spring. It's a lot different from what we're used to going against, I guess. But then also on defense, Coach Elko came in from Notre Dame, and he's made a lot of changes when it comes to the defense as well. So all good stuff, but I think Coach Fisher overall has us heading in the right direction.
Braden, this is Chuck Hammer here on Shoals Sports Talk. We went to SEC Media Days. We got to hear from Coach Jimbo Fisher. In my opinion, he captivated the room more than any of the other SEC coaches. One thing that he talked about and one thing that I heard throughout that week was the strength and conditioning and how much different that is under the new coaching staff. What have you seen?
Yes, sir. Of course, our new strength coach, Coach Schmidt, he was at Oklahoma for a number of years, but he's come in. He's done an excellent job when it comes to just the intensity of our workouts and just guys getting stronger. I've seen tons of guys on our team make tremendous strides when it comes to strength and their speed. And basically the whole off-season, we've been working hard, and I can see that progress really happening in our locker room.
Now, I was looking at your bio and some of the information I found interesting. Your dad, Brad White, played football for the University of Tennessee. What kind of advice did he give you as a guy who used to play Division I athletics at a high level in the SEC? What advice did he give to you as you went on to college?
Well, every day, me and my dad, we just talk, and no matter what I face when it comes to on the field or whatever, he's just constantly in my ear and just helping me with everything I encounter. So it's great to have him and give me advice each and every day.
Braden White joining us on Shoals Sports Talk. All right, so one of the cool things about Texas A&M, you mentioned the 12th man, but one of the cool things about Texas A&M is the cadets. And what is that like? I mean, being around those young men and women, I mean, the atmosphere that they, you know, that all feeds into the atmosphere. Being around the cadets, what has that been like for you?
It's really neat. A&M, I'm not sure if you know, it used to be complete military school, so all cadets, but it transferred over, and now only some of the students are cadets. It's really cool just to have some cadets in different classes and being able to socialize with them and stuff. Then also at the games, just seeing all the cadets and just going crazy and supporting us.
I'm sure that's really neat, having those young men and women there. And, you know, it's one of the only football stadiums and one of the only atmospheres like that, you know, outside of, you know, the Naval Academy and things of that nature. All right, so you guys are looking at a bunch of cool stuff this year as far as, you know, what you're doing, what you're changing with Coach Fisher. And my question is, what game are you looking forward to the most right now?
Right now, I'm definitely week two. We're playing Clemson at home. That one's going to be a big one. I'm pretty pumped for that game.
All right, so I'm not going to ask you to make predictions. I mean, that's just not fair to do. But when you think about this year's team versus last year's team, you guys feel like you're improved, right? You feel like you can legitimately win the West with Coach Fisher and the progression of Starkel and Mond and all those guys, right?
Yes, sir, no doubt. Just I think this year's team, we're more of a closer unit, and just the work we put in, it's really bonded us together, and I feel like we have a more complete team this year than we did last year.
One game that we can't get you off the phone without asking you about this game last season. Texas A&M 50, Arkansas 43, that one being played at AT&T Stadium down in Dallas. What was it like to play down there in Jerry's World?
Oh, that was a wild game. But of course, great atmosphere playing in Jerry's World, but all the fans there, we traveled pretty well. So just having all of them supporting us, going crazy, and then going into overtime, of course, it was a crazy experience and a great game to be part of.
How big is that Jumbotron? I mean, it looks unbelievable on television.
It's ginormous. Warming up, I guess I was so locked in, I finally looked up. I was just like, dang, that's ginormous. You don't even notice that first down on the field.
Well, Braden, we appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for joining us on Shoals Sports Talk. Last question that I've got for you before we let you get out of here. As far as reps and stuff like that go, getting to work in more with the ones, the twos, the threes, getting a little bit more action this summer as you prepare for the first game in just a few short weeks?
Yes, sir. I'm currently the second string Mike, so I'm rotating in some at linebacker. Then also I'm on a couple of different special teams.
Well, fantastic, buddy. We are proud of you. First off, we want to let you know we're proud of you and we're pulling for you. And no matter what team we pull for, because you're down there, there's always going to be a little spot for the Aggies. So best of luck this year, buddy. Keep up the good work, and we'll holler at you a little bit down the road, okay?
Thank you all. I appreciate it.